Here's what's trending in the Middle East and around the world. The UAE was mopping up today after the heaviest rainfall since records began in 1949. The downpour, together with storm force winds, brought disruption and damage across the country. Schools were closed, worshippers were told to pray at home, and Dubai International Airport reported many passengers missed flights due to flooding. Iran is preparing to counter any Israeli retaliation, possibly within its borders, the national has been told. Iranian military and political leaders have determined a specific level of Israeli response that could be tolerable even if on Iranian soil, without provoking severe retaliation from Tehran, sources said. Meanwhile, the U.S. intends to impose new sanctions on Iran in the coming days. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said President Joe Biden is coordinating with allies and partners on a comprehensive response. And Mohammed Abu Shahab, the UAE's new ambassador to the UN, has presented his credentials to Secretary General Antonio Guterres, taking over from Lana Nusseibeh. The pair also discussed ways to strengthen cooperation between the Emirates and the UN amid increasing tension in the region. That's all for me, Thuraya Abdullahi. Thanks for listening. More same time tomorrow.